See everybody. Well, good morning. Welcome to the Be the Edge Challenge Call. I'm Kevin Flanagan of The Edge, and we're glad you're with us this morning. And for those of you live, a couple of y'all out there, and those of you watching later, this is the end of 2022. We're about to launch 2023, and I've got a little bit of a challenge for us. It is as simple a message as I'm going to give. It is like I want you to take one thought with you and try to operate in that thought. We can live our lives for the moment, or we can live our lives for eternity. No interaction, no matter how small or insignificant it may seem, is for the moment. When you think about that, everything we do takes on a whole new a realm of understanding. As a matter of fact, I know we live that way at times when we sit down or we're doing something spiritual. We think, okay, yeah, this is important. This is spiritual. But the Bible doesn't delineate between spiritual and secular at all. And if we are eternal creatures, and we are, we know that to be true, then everything we do in interaction will go into eternity. When I was 16, Cam, you may remember, not, I had a girlfriend, and we dated a little bit, and dating at that moment looked like going over to her house, watching TV with her dad sitting there, keeping an eye on us. That was about it. Anyway, that relationship ended, and sad to say, it didn't end the way it should have. Now, I wasn't ugly or mean or nasty. I did what I think today they would call ghosting. I just disappeared on her. We still see each other at school and stuff, but yeah, that was kind of it. A couple years pass. It's our senior year. We get our yearbooks. You at least back when we were in school, you just kind of lost track of your yearbook. It floated around. People would sign it. Somebody in our class, again, Cam, you may know who, would always go through and sign every picture from the janitor saying you were my favorite student, stuff like that. But anyway, I got my yearbook back and she had written in it. And I'll tell you what, I was a little nervous thinking, oh gosh, what is she going to write? And in that yearbook, she wrote, thank you for being the one who introduced me to Christ. And I had to pause, guys. I never remembered a conversation with her about Jesus. We went to some meetings together that would have exposed her to Jesus. We went to church together, but she came to Christ because of a relationship that I mishandled, didn't do well. Now, thankfully, I didn't do anything in that relationship that would make me look antithetical to what Christ is, but I also wasn't intentional about it. But every moment has an eternal significance. A good friend of mine used to play football with the Falcons, Steve Barkowski. Some of y'all know Steve. And he tells the story of right after he was the first pick in the NFL draft in 71, 72, whatever that was. He, maybe 73. Anyway, he's in Chicago for something, awards or Senior Bowl or something like that. But anyway, he gets in an elevator in the hotel. He's starting to go up. Another guy gets in. As they're going up in the elevator, the guy on there with him begins to tell him about Jesus, share the gospel with him. Polite enough, he listens, but then he goes, you know who I am? Steve does. And the guy says, no. And he said, well, I'm the number one pick in the draft this year. I've just signed the richest rookie contract of all time, which incidentally is nothing today. But he just was like, I don't need that, but thank you. A couple years later, he's playing for the Falcons. The way he describes it is he threw a couple of touchdown passes. Only the guys had on the wrong colored jerseys, and he got benched, and he wasn't expecting that. This wasn't his life story. And so he's sitting in the locker room by himself, falling apart, just broken up about the fact that his dream is coming to an end. And all of a sudden, that guy in the elevator comes back to mind. And he gives his life to Christ right there in the locker room because of that conversation from a couple of years before. He does not know who that guy was. Couldn't find him. Knows nothing about that kid that climbed in the elevator and shared the gospel with him. He also, I doubt the other guy knows anything about who that was. And maybe he did, but what's happened ever since? He has no idea who that guy was, but that guy and he will meet up again in eternity. Look, you may not be the star quarterback. You may not encounter the star quarterback, but every life is eternal and every interaction has an eternal impact. The waitress, your kid's teacher, the checkout clerk at the grocery store, the service person on the phone line, right? When you feel like you're on the phone for an eternity, here's one. Maybe that lady that just rear-ended you at a stop sign. I don't know who it is. Whatever brings you together, here's the thing. It is an eternal moment. If you're eternal, they're eternal. There's an eternal moment happening. And how we react represents one of two things: God's kingdom or the kingdom of this world. See, every encounter is eternal. It is. And to be sure, we are to reflect our Heavenly Father and His biblical objective for us at that moment. His biblical objective for us at that moment. How will we know His biblical objective? Great question. This is it. I'm going to end with this. Get into His Word. Tomorrow, I will be reading Revelation 22. If you want a simple plan, here's the one I used this year, which is great. You read one chapter out of the New Testament every weekday. You can read anywhere you want, do what you want on the weekends. Monday through Friday, you read one chapter. So January 1st is a Sunday. So January 2nd, you would read John chapter 1. If you do that, you will end up at the end of Revelation at the end of the year. You will have read the entire New Testament. That's a great place to start if you want to figure out what His biblical objective for you is in every eternal encounter, which is every county. Every moment's eternal. Every life is eternal. So let's live with eternity in mind. Now, go be the edge.
Thanks, Kevin. That was great.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.